Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Girl, oh, hey, 18 years, 18 years, you got one of your G's, got you for 18 years. I know somebody being chastened both for one of his G's. Who baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see.
Yep.
Yep.
Merry Christmas. Just kidding.
A
couple more days.
Yeah. I'm Jewish.
Oh, my bad.
It's offensive. To Kwanzaa that I celebrate.
Merry Christmas.
No, Kwanzaa. Holidays. Happy.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
I Joe, I mailed you corn for Kwanzaa. You know that I celebrate Kwanzaa.
I thought you were sending me trash. Yeah, I threw that out. My bad.
You bring
Merry
a shame.
Christmas.
You bring greater shame upon a family. Upon a Japanese, a Kwanzaa.
You bring a Kwanzaa. Dishonor.
Greater dishonor.
Dishonor to a family.
To a family.
Breaking news. Andrew Tate's mom
is dead. That's not fucked
dead.
Up, Joe.
It's not,
that's
she's
fucked
not
up.
Dead. She's in the hospital. But that's not the funny part.
Yeah, that's not funny.
It's pretty
it's
funny.
No, it's not.
It's pretty funny. Like,
it's not funny.
I have to find it.
You sent that to me and I was like, oh, okay. I'm sorry. I feel bad for him. Like, you're like, Andrew Tate's mom's dying, dude. And I was like, oh.
Hold on.
All right.
I need to fucking find this again. Because he tweeted it out. And,
was he like, my bitch mom is fucking weak, dude?
No.
She's weak.
No, he was saying she's in the hospital and she's sick, and someone replied with a video, and it's him being like, oh, you'll never catch me getting sick and die in a hospital or whatever. Hold on, I need to. It got removed. The video I was looking at. Let me look. But he tweeted it out. Oh, that's what it was. His mom had a heart attack and is in the hospital. And then this person responded with the video of being with Andrew Tate. He's like, if you're having a heart attack, get away from, like, you'll never be next to me when you have a heart attack. Say shit like that. And then
get away from me.
And then this is the best part. Okay. You know how he runs, like, the real world and Hustlers and all that?
Yeah.
Every single one responded. So he's basically responding to himself. So, the first one we got, it's the real world. And it says praying. And it's just, it's a family picture. And then there's, here's one that I don't think we've talked about. Cobra conscience. Sending prayers. Another family picture. Hustlers University 4.0. Praying for her. Another family picture. And then I think there was another one. Oh, yeah. There's another, the real world. Let's hope for the best. Another family picture. And I think that's all of them. But I was like, how many does he have for the same thing? And why is he responding to himself?
He needs them. No, dude, it's like, remember we were looking at like the candidates for Tate University?
Oh, yeah.
But it's just them. It's just an internship to run social media accounts.
That was funny. It was just him just posting, like, just replying to himself with his...
No, dude, it's interns. Yeah. Definitely interns.
I also find it funny that there's...
That would be pretty funny.
He obviously doesn't run the social media, but it was just funny because it's created by him. And I feel like he had some say into the... Because, I mean, he had to give those family pictures.
I don't post on social media. That's for fucking pussies. I pay people to post on my social media pictures of my dying mom.
I want to look at this Cobra Conscience.
R.I.P. Mrs. Cobra Taint.
She's not dead.
we'll get better, Miss Cobra Taint. I'm not going to shit on someone's dying mom, okay? I'm trying to put some respect in there.
imagine getting a heart attack or something.
Imagine being so weak. No. Get well.
Couldn't be me, honestly.
No. This is the only time. No, for real. This is the only time where it's like, I'm trying to cover up for you. All the other times, it's like, yeah, dude, we should just nuke Japan again. And you're like, what? No. We don't afford that.
That's crazy.
No, this is the first time.
Couldn't be me. Anyway. I was going to say we should look at this Cobra Conscience, but it's just the real world. It literally gives the link to the real world. So never mind.
Let me pull this up.
I think it's just like a...
Wait, hold up. This might be interesting. If it'll look for me.
Cobra Conscience?
No, CobraCon 2024.
Excuse me?
CobraCon. I seriously doubt it is for Cobra.
Oh, this is not for him. No.
There's no way.
Just from that logo alone.
CC. The shooter event of the year.
For pyrotechnic enthusiasts and professionals. 3 days of fiery festivals, dazzling displays, and the explosive exchange of ideas.
Finale fireworks. White Knights fireworks. Who in the fuck named that? That is the name of the company. White Knights Fireworks.
I love the White Knights Fireworks.
So it's not spelled with a K, Joe, but it's a white logo.
Hey, what the fuck? Oh, let me email Brian White Knight. He'll give me an explanation.
Craig Coe. Did you see that one?
Craig Coe.
What the fuck? Oh my god. Wait, is this just fireworks?
Yeah, it's pyrotechnics.
There's a convention for everything. Oh my
Let's see
god,
how much tickets
so
are.
Stupid. Let's go to dude. Whoa. Let's go.
Oh wait, is okay. It... No, early bird tickets are $324.
Dude, let's go. Let's
wait,
go.
That's the only thing.
Early bird special. Holy fuck!
And then you can add on to it. No.
All right, dude, let's go with breakfast.
Oh, my God. That's an add-on.
I know. So we'll spend $430.
We might as well add the faceplate to it as well.
Oh, true.
I mean, we're already spending half a paycheck
that?
For this, at least for me.
Speak for yourself. No, that is like half a paycheck.
What is the faceplate?
Like, question. It looks like a commemorative like calendar.
It
right?
looks like an iPhone wallpaper.
Dude, we should go to CobraCon.
Go to CobraCon and like be all Cobra tated out and be like, wait, I thought this was where we find Cobra Tate.
Both of our heads are shaved. Yeah. It's got like our beard guts out, but we're shirtless.
Yeah.
We get the same tats.
We have Hustlers University tattoos on.
On our faces.
Yeah.
No, we just have his tattoos, the cobra.
Oh, yeah.
On
yeah.
Like the right arm.
Yeah.
Walking with sunglasses, goatees. What the fuck is this?
This isn't the war room.
This is Pyrotechnics Con, dude. Someone that's like really hyped to be there.
Yeah.
Dude, this Cobra Con.
3 days of just looking at fireworks.
Dude, we should
actually
take...
no. 2 days.
Dude, it's we should take like acid and just go to this. That sounds really fun.
The first day. Well, okay. It's a 4 day event, but it's really like 3 days. And because the first day, it's Wednesday. It's all day. And it's just a display course, I guess. And then Thursday is the first day. And there's not even a show. There's a show at the beginning that's just like, oh, this is what we have. And then you have lunch. And then you have sessions. I guess, do you test out the fireworks?
No, there's night three boot camp shows.
Well, yeah, but I was thinking it was three straight nights of shows. Of like the fireworks shows.
No, dude, you gotta get familiar with everybody.
Yeah. But I like contacts. What I really like is the party on the first day. What are we doing at this party? Because the party is not listed on any other days except for the first night.
Dude, that's when all the people who have are they're going to the convention. They go every year. They cheat on their wife with one special person. That's what these conventions are for. They're for like salesmen to cheat on their wives. It's when you drink and cheat on your wife.
But also just fantasize about fireworks and just...
Oh, no. There will be a lit firework up your ass.
That's part of the early bird special.
Yeah. That's what they give you when you walk in.
Yeah.
I also love being light.
I also love there's like 10 companies. But these it's a 3-day event. There's 10. It's going to be like 10 people. Hey, I'm Craig. This is my firework. And there's just like 80 people in the audience like, "Whoa." And then,
welcome to Craig John. What if Craig John has its own convention?
I'm Craig of Craigco. We actually have a Craig Con going on next week. Go ahead and stop by.
And now his business card just says Craig.
Craig. It's not like the same font. It's just like a piece of paper, and he wrote on it. Just
Craig. You flip it over. It's his hotel number.
Yeah, it's.
I'll cheat on my wife. I don't care. Craig has just gotten into fireworks to get puss. That's the only reason he's done it.
Oh my god!
Trying to get that firework convention puss.
He's severely disappointed when a bunch of like overweight 50-year-old truckers constantly come up to his booth. All right, let me see some of your fireworks. Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, he turns it into a successful business. He's like, oh, man, I want to get pussy.
Man, you wouldn't happen to have like a sister or a cousin or something?
Is your sister here?
Sure, is your Bubba? Wife here? Maybe
your wife, you know, my wife's at home, but your wife's here. Maybe,
maybe I'll let you have some free rockets if I can, you know,
rocket up into your wife's.
Here's my card. Don't worry about what's on the back of it.
You know what? You know what? Random, if she doesn't want to go, you can come. And then I can come, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I can come in your butt. Yeah, maybe.
With a rocket?
With a sparkler up my ass, maybe.
But definitely come down to Craig Con. Definitely come by to Craig Con next week.
Get you my Craigco, where I will jam a sparkler up my ass, and you can fuck me.
All right, so I'll get us two tickets. We'll go.
Yeah, let's go fuck Craig. All right, I got something in my throat.
Yo. We could.
What's up?
We could go camping.
What?
It shows like what hotels are nearby, and there's a courtyard, a Marriott courtyard, right across the street. Basically, there's a Hampton, a few miles away, and then Fairground Camping, one and a half miles away. It's $30. And you reserve a camping spot.
Dude, let's do it. Let's do it. For real. Let's go camp outside Craigco.
No.
Boss, I know I just started, but I gotta go to Craigco. I gotta meet Craig and fuck his wife.
Oh, okay. We gotta wait until after the 31st.
Oh, it's next year? It's not during Christmas?
No. It's in April.
Should be like, yeah, I won't be here for Christmas.
Yeah.
I'm going to CraigCon. I'm going to a fireworks convention.
Wait. Grab your early bird ticket for Cobra Con before December 31st to save $25.
We can't beat that, Joe. Order them. Order them right now.
You know what? I did just get paid, so.
Yeah, there you go. I'll pay you back eventually.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I'm like in between jobs, so I'll just pay you back eventually.
Bye, yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in between selling cars by a month, so I'll just pay you back eventually. We'll go to CraigCon, I'll hand out my business card.
You have your own Craigco card. Slightly different.
A Craigco credit card. If $20 maxed out.
Take this over to Craig over there. He can use it to buy some fireworks.
You can redeem it for fucking Craig's wife. You spend $20 on your Craigco bucks. You can redeem it.
Craig bucks.
Yeah. $10 is like a box of sparklers, and then like $20 is fucking Craig's wife.
No, that's in the auction. That's in the trade show at the beginning. The first thing in the morning is a trade show, and it's like, next up is Craigco, and showing off his fireworks, Craig. And he goes up and he has one firework, and he has his wife. So you can
everything on stage is available, people. Yeah,
including
everything.
When I mean everything,
Craig's wife and also everything. Craig,
and this firework,
and this little sparkler.
Yeah, it's like those like itty bitty fireworks that half the time don't work.
They're both naked.
Yeah,
it's just a swinger convention. Come on, fuck Craig or Craig's wife. Donate now. It's to a good cause. Towards the war in the Middle East.
Oh, wait.
All money goes to the war in the Middle East.
So, hold on. Cobra is like... I guess... Are they a firework brand? Because there's multiple shows, but it's under Cobra. So like, there's CobraCon that we were just looking at, but then there's German Pyro Fair over in Germany, and then there's the NFA, the National Fireworks Association. Sky Wars. There's PGI, Pyrotechnic Guild International.
Holy shit. It's so funny to think that like someone's life
is running the National Fireworks Association.
Not even that. Someone who runs a fireworks stand, they long anticipated. They're like, we're going to CobraCon. Like, me and the wife are going to CobraCon. Like, it's their vacation.
Yeah.
Per year.
Yeah, I'm going to. What is it? I'm going to Indiana for the next 2 weeks. Yeah, going to CobraCon.
You know, I make fun of that, but I used to go to, like, the gas station convention when I was a kid.
What?
I've told you about that.
I don't remember.
My dad owned a gas station, and we would go. It was gas station convention. There's a convention for everything.
Yeah.
And we would walk in, and it would just, it would be like you walked into Dubai. Like, it's just, you're walking into a crowd of India.
Annual C-Store Trade Expo.
Is that what it's called?
It's one of them.
Oh, it was one in like Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
And you just walk in, it's like, hello, my friend. I am Ahmed, and like, it'd be people showing off, like, I have a cigarette with a 200% more tar, and you buy now? It would literally be like just walking into India. Like, I don't need to go to India. I've been there. We have a hot dog with that's stuffed with cheese.
I'm looking at this C-Store Expo. It's run by the Asian American Store Owners Association of North Carolina. So.
Oh, that makes sense.
Let's see. Oh, it's in Greensboro? What the fuck?
There's one in Dude, we should hit that up.
The venue is in Greensboro.
We should hit it up.
Oh, we missed it. Hold on. Wait. Oh,
next year, book our tickets. I'll pay you back.
They don't even have... Wait. Oh, no. It's still in Greensboro. August 8th, 10 to 4. What?
What? That's short.
I don't even think I... Even if I wanted to look at tickets, I don't think I can. Largest and only C-Store Trade Expo of North Carolina. 200-plus exhibitor participating and growing every year since inception.
5,000... Since the movie?
So, yeah, since 2011, since Christopher Nolan's inception. 5,000-plus C-Store owners slash operators, gas station owners, franchise owners personally invited by mail from North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and neighboring states. vendor setup August 7th, Trade Expo August 8th. It's on a Thursday? From 10 to 4. I think I'm working at that. I think I'll be working on that day.
Yeah, everyone. Well, actually, no, I'm off that day. I'll go.
Hey, complimentary lunch featuring Indian and American foods for all exhibitors, vendors, and attendees.
That's fucking racist. Yeah. That's fucking... They know their demographic, at least. It was one complaint. One complaint last year is like, what the fuck is this shit? What, they just had like sandwiches and they're like, what the why is it not diarrhea on this plate? Why curry? Is it not delicious chicken curry? Why is there no pussy on my plate and delicious chicken curry? Delicious curry dinner.
I'm looking at another gas station convention. Well, I don't know if it's a gas station convention. Let's see. Oh, it's another. It's just another convenience store type of thing. Let me see. Las Vegas.
Dude, let's go.
October 8th to the 10th.
Let's go to Vegas.
I've never actually been to Vegas.
I haven't either. Let's go to Vegas.
Let's go to Vegas.
JoeCon.
That has to be a thing.
I'm sure it is.
Oh, God.
No, let's just like book a room at the Marriott and call it JoeCon.
There's a
no one shows up.
There's a called Joe Fest
with everyone named Joe.
No, it's a real American toy convention.
Dude, let's hit that shit up.
Joe That's Hall of Fame.
Perfect place to cheat on our wives.
Joe Collectors Hall of Fame. There's like two people named Joe on this thing. Let me look at Joe Melissa. Okay. That's Facebook. How about this guy? Facebook. Stephen A. Smith? No.
The running back?
No, it's just there's a guy named Stephen Smith.
Oh.
What even is this? Oh, is it a G.I. Joe thing?
Hell yeah, dude.
I have no idea what I'm looking at. G.I. Joe toys. It's just a, okay. I think it's a toy convention, but they're like G.I. Joe's, kind of like the Army Man type of thing.
You know, it would be pretty fucking hilarious if we just went, had a booth, and it's just a podcast. It has nothing to do with G.I. Joe's.
We make it a little bit more American. Add a little bit more American flags to it. And we dress up as a G.I. Joe. But we're just doing the pod like normal.
It's live, the first ever live pod.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
Hey, man. Hold on. Let's see how much this would be. Just kidding. All the booths are sold out.
Oh, no. No. Sorry, no refunds. Damn, dude.
There's a shop button, but there's nothing to shop for. And then there's a new Joe Fest news blast. And it's just a toy that says Larry Hama. Looking for a great item to get autographed at 2023 Joe Fest Toy and Comic Convention? How about this Larry Hama action figure by Fresh Monkey Fiction?
You know, we could just get like Sunday admission and hang out in Vegas. Yeah. Just walk in 20 minutes. Like, we're also Joes. Like, oh, I'm Steve. Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh.
And leave.
You go to the next guy. Hey, I'm Joe. Yeah. Hey, I'm Joe. Cool. This is the Joe con, right? Well, yeah, but we're not all named Joe. Well, what the fuck? What are we doing here?
What the fuck is this, dude?
Sorry, it's the Joe Fest. Where are all the Joes
at? Really aggressive. What do you fucking mean?
You're telling me that I'm the only... You're telling me that we're the only Joes in here right now? I mean, there might be a couple other Joes, but I haven't...
I mean, it's a common name. grab him, like, jump over the booth. What the fuck did you just say?
you yank him out of the booth like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's called Joe Fest. Where are all the Joes? Tell me.
Just throw them over a pile of G.I. Jews.
Yeah.
G.I. Jews.
G.I. Joe? More like G.I. Joe.
We got the wrong convention center.
They have the giant wall of like different G.I. Joes and stuff, and you throw them in there. It knocks them all down. Where are they? Where are the Joes?
Pray to me. Oh, yeah, we're both wearing Batman costumes.
We're both Christian Bale's Batman. Yeah, so putting on our voice.
Where is he?
Hey.
Are you Joe?
Where's the Joes?
Is your name Joe? What do you mean?
My name's Steve.
Just break his jaw right there. My walk name's away.
Craig. My name's Craig. This is my convention.
It's Craig.
I don't care. Get out of my face.
Fuck you.
Swear to me. Jews?
Swear to me.
Joe.
Craig.
Joe. Instead of Rachel, it's just
Joe. Joe. Where is he?
The bomb we set up in the other room, detonates. Joe.
And then Craig's fireworks all go off at once.
Yeah.
No, my it's business. Really good. My business. I guess I have to sell my wife. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I guess I have to let people fuck my wife, maybe.
Any takers?
Come on down to G.I. Jew.
Come on down to Cobra Con. We'll get you set up.
That's one of the catchphrases that G.I. Jew, when you pull the little string, that guy will say, you and my wife, maybe.
Thoughts?
You pay me rent, and you fuck my wife. Yes.
Yes,
you sign this lease agreement. Yes. You put a lease on the pussy. Yes.
Like that whole thing was just the one catchphrase. Like, you pulled the string, you're sitting there for like 10 minutes. Yeah,
it just keeps going. It's the demo.
Yeah.
It's a little demo. It just keeps going. Three different kids have walked up and looked at the toy, and they're like, oh, I don't want this.
Okay. You're following the kid around. You just hear like the yes. Yes.
Thomas, yes.
And then there's the one that's
fuck Palestine, maybe, yeah.
And then there's one rare one that's like the Jewish the fucking like the old Jewish guy. Hey kid, kind of like Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh, hey, I can't do that.
Don't you want this doll?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Call your mother. She's worried. Why aren't you in vet? It's the companion toy. It comes with every G.I. Jew. It's a different mother.
It's
mandatory that you take that one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you pull the string. Call your mother. She's worried. She's worried.
Are
about
you sure
you.
That's kosher?
I don't feel safe anymore. In you this got your yarmulke?
Do you have your yarmulke?
Take your coat out. It's cold. I'm worried about you.
Don't take your coat out. It's cold. Make sure you got your yarmulke.
Take your yarmulke. Little Benny.
Little bitch.
Little bitch. Little bitch ass.
Little stupid ass.
Recalled Jewish mom dolls. They call them all like Jewish guys. Yeah, the person like, had do the voice acting, they were pretty anti-Semitic. Yeah.
the voice.
Ah, Tater called out. It's called a Hiller was right.
Yeah, the accent just drops and it's just like stupid, stupid fuck. You know,
you fucking those fucks. You see him? He's sitting back there at the studio booth, smoking a cigarette. He's like, fucking Jewish fucks. Fuck you.
And the kid's just sitting there looking at the toy as it just keeps going. Like,
it's still the demo.
Yeah, it's still the demo.
It's played all everything we've said.
The kid's just sitting there like, I don't know if I want this. And then Craig comes,
mom comes in and is like, oh, for sugar now, you get it. It's Jewish. It's a G.I. Jew.
It's kosher.
It's kosher. Zero bacon in this toy. Just another disappointed Jewish kid leaving the store. And then the people in the back office, like, watching the cameras, they're like, yes, we did it.
Yes, yes.
We got the Jewish mom to buy the toy. She bought it.
The kid's leaving. He's like, I just wanted to get a G.I. Joe, and my mom got me a G.I. Joe.
The origin story of, what's that guy's name? Alan, oh, that Jewish director that fucked the kid. It doesn't matter. It's his origin story.
I don't know. Jewish director?
Yeah, but he's in his movies. And he's like, oh boy, I'm fucking Jewish. And I'm
Woody Allen.
Get in New York. Woody Allen. That's a Woody Allen movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the Fablemans, but it's the Jew. I don't know. I can't think of a title.
But it's like
I couldn't think of a title.
It's like Jewish dude.
Well, cause
it's like Guardians of the Galaxy, but they're fucking Jewish, dude.
The Fablemans is about Steven Spielberg.
Oh, is it? I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either, but I saw that. I think it was more so about Steven Spielberg's parents, but Woody Allen just makes something similar to that. But it's just
it'd be funny if Steven Spielberg was like, oh, World War II. Maybe we just died a World War II. Same like he's just Woody Allen.
Yeah.
But he likes war shit. Like he starts out and he's like, so I'm fucking a woman in New York, but and then World War II happens. Pearl Harbor.
And it just so happens that I am a Jew.
Just so happens I'm Jewish.
what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I wish I could do like Woody Allen Jewish. It's let me think.
He's very high pitched.
Yeah, he's like. I haven't watched a Woody Allen movie in years, so I can't. It's.
Well, he was, wasn't he the bug in Bug's Life? Was that him?
That sounds right. Possibly. Was he wearing glasses? No, so I'm a bug. I'm a bug and I'm in a life.
No, it's somebody else.
Where are the children bugs? Where's my stepdaughter bug?
What was he in? He was in something that he was the voice.
Oh, Annie Hall.
Ants.
Yeah.
Ants. Oh,
okay.
This is the other bug movie.
Oh, yeah. The off-brand.
Off-brand Bug's Life.
They wouldn't take Woody Allen.
Off-brand Bug's Life where the ants actually went to a fucking war.
It would be, I barely remember the movie, but it would be very funny if there's like a bug holocaust, an ant holocaust. Well, they round up the roaches or whatever.
Well, in the ants, I remember there was a big battle that was supposed to happen, and like, no joke, some of these bugs were like ripped in half. Or no, it was just an ant's head left.
Damn.
And Woody Allen's like, oh no.
It's Woody Allen's head.
No, it's Sylvester Stallone. It was Sylvester Stallone's head.
Damn.
He was like,
I can't do a movie right now. They get phone calls from him and they just put it in the movie.
I'm too busy doing Rocky.
Doing Rocky 87. I'm here at CredCon and I'm doing Rocky 87 live action.
Doing Rocky 87 on his way.
I've had 87 strokes and I'm doing Rocky.
Adrian!
Those fucking Russians!
Adrian!
What is there, Jews in this fucking movie? Fuck you! Fuck you, Woody Allen! And it's Woody Allen, you know, looking at the camera. He's like, and then Sylvester, he was looking, he was calling me a fucking kike, and
so I killed him.
I sold him an apartment for 20 shekels. Dude, just if so anyone hates Jews, it's because daughter. They saw Woody Allen. Sorry, what?
Oh, no, I was saying, and I was able to stay with his daughter.
It's just a different Jewish guy. I'm Peter Ishkal Stallone. I'm taking over. I'm going to act in the behalf of my father-in-law. I'm going to be Rocky 7. I'm going to be Rambo.
Adrian?
Get it?
Get it?
In the movie. Adrian, like, it's not even like he's yelling, he's just looking through the crowd. He's like, hey, Adrian, are you there?
He's like, Adrian. He's all sorts of fucked up, he's bleeding and stuff, and he's just like, Adrian?
He's squinting his eyes, he's like picking up the pieces of his glasses, he's looking, he's like, Adrian?
He's got his hand on his forehead, he's got his hand on his forehead, like looking around, like,
Adrian?
Are you out there? Adrian, can you pull the car around? I think I broke my glasses.
Adrian, bring the Neosporin.
Bring the aspirin.
He like grabs the manager's towel 2 seconds in, throws it.
He takes 2 steps, rolls his ankle, throws the towel in.
Oh no, I just can't compete. I'm done.
Ah, jeepers. I gotta go. Does anybody have any aspirin?
I'm done. Russia can have the U.S. I don't care. I'm done.
Adrian, I rolled my ankle. Get me a pack of ice and some aspirin. Bring the car around.
Adrian is his mom.
Yeah.
You hear him grab. Now don't go twisting your ankle.
I'm your mother. Don't be calling me by my first name.
It's Mrs. Shoshanowitz. It's Mrs. Shoshanowitz to you.
Mister.
It's the Shoshanowitz. I have sex change.
No, she was saying that to him, Mister.
Yeah, So she calls him Mr. Sean Woods. Rocky, don't forget to pack your lunch. I packed you some nice capers.
She just calls him Rock. Hey, Rock.
Rock a sheen of a shit. Don't forget to pack your lunch.
Okay, Adrian.
It's Down syndrome, Jewish guy.
Okay.
I packed you some nice capers and some Loch Ness. You fucking retard.
I got big fight today.
I don't make you pile, Mom.
Adrian.
Oh, I know you will.
Jewish retarded Rocky Balboa.
What the? This summer, you've seen Creed and you've seen Rocky. Now, we're fucking done and we're all inclusive on it. Fuck it, just roll the clip.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
He's just a retarded guy wearing a yarmulke.
Living in her basement has Rocky playing constantly in the background.
It's still Carl Weathers training him. It's the second one.
Yeah.
There is no tomorrow, Rock! I don't know what going on. You know what? You know what? I call you a fucking trailer.
I call you. Does that sound good?
No, Rock. There is no tomorrow. There's no tomorrow.
Come on. Don't you wanna help me out?
My.
Come on. I need to crank up that noise of that sound. And we have to play it at random points and just be like, want a break from the ads?
Oh, shit. Oh.
God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dude. Kind of off topic, but I keep getting a freaking email from our boys from a cast. Probably should say that since, yeah. Something about payouts.
Oh, yeah, dude. We've been getting paid.
Yeah, but now I keep getting an email every week, and it's like, action required. Secure your earnings. And I'm like, oh.
No, I've just left it in there, honestly. It's not even enough to worry about.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's like, it's probably like $4 at this point. We've been getting paid for like the past year.
Oh, yeah, no. I just thought it was funny that, like, now we're getting
your payout.
Like, yeah. Make sure you're getting your money.
Maybe it's jumped up. I don't know. Our fucking listeners have jumped up a lot.
Yeah. I wanted to click on the link, but the other thing is, like, it kind of seems a little sketchy because I've never heard of the thing. It's like Tipalti something.
Oh, damn. Did they do third party? Like,
I think so.
We have to like fly to Yugoslavia and get our fucking money.
Register with Tapalti for a cast payouts.
Oh, that's fucked. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah. I was like, I don't. And they send me one every week. I'm like, dude, if it's more than $4. But yeah, I keep getting that. And then I think I know I keep saying it, but I think I might actually start streaming.
Hell yeah, dude.
Like, so another thing. I'm moving again. Moving out of this rental house. But my parents found a house that they're going to buy. There's a detached garage, but it also acts kind of like a guest house. So I'm going to be living in that. And they've got fiber. AT&T fiber.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Might be doing a little bit of streaming.
Hell
just because
yeah,
this current job doesn't pay quite enough, and I don't really want to pick up a second job.
Dude, fucking come be my roommate.
Come be my roommate.
No.
No. Wait. You want me to be your roommate, but you don't want to be my roommate?
No. I don't want to live in a... Dude, I've lived in a garage before, and I don't want to do it again. No offense.
It's not a... Like, it's actually... There's, like, an actual bedroom in it.
Yeah, it's attached to garage. I've done that before. But you just live with me. It's okay.
I'm kind of scared. I don't know if I want to do that.
Oh. I'm doing boxing.
I don't know if Adrian will want me to do that.
Adrian. Oh, Miss Sugar, now you know that moves out of my house.
Can you go get me some pastrami from the store? Big Rock hungry for pastrami.
Dude, fuck that. Come live with me.
But
I'll charge you like $10. I'm serious. Like, I'll charge you $10.
Nah, it's okay.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be looking for places anyway here soon.
About had him. About fuck Joe. I'm so close.
Soon. When we finally start filming our sketches.
When we meet again. Mm-hmm. I'll fuck you in.
Whenever we go to Cobra Con. Whenever we go to Cobra Con.
Yes, we next cheat year on our wives, maybe.
Yes. It's where we meet with Craig, and he gets us the hookup with special firework dildos.
Yeah, we have a threesome with Craig, yeah. Like every year.
Yep. Surprise, podcast listeners. We go to Cobra Con every single year.
Meet us there. Go to Cobra Con and meet the Joes.
And don't get confused with the Joe Fest, okay? Those are some sick bastards over there.
It would be funny if a bunch of Indians showed up to Joe Con. They're like, where are they? Where are my Joes?
None of them are Joes.
They just pull out a gun. It's not us. They're like, no. You a motherfucker.
They grab the first person. Joe? No, Joe. This is Kyle. What?
Where are the Joes? I'm looking. They insulted my mother country.
And like, if you're looking for the Joes, they're on the other side of the stage. and they point to like where the pile of G.I. Joe toys are. Like, oh, the Jaws.
The Jaws. They start fucking shooting. They start blasting the toys. Breaking the motherfuckers.
They take them out of the packaging and just like pull them apart.
That's limited edition. You're gonna have to pay for that. Fuck you, faggot.
I just paid $2,000 for that. What do you think you're doing?
Why are you doing? Why are you keeping these monsters? Where are they?
You're in prison. They think that we got imprisoned into those boxes. They're setting us free.
Free my Jaws. Free my Jaws.
Free. Oh shit.
Hold they on. Just tell the
free
truth.
Free my Jaws.
Jaws. They just tell the truth.
Nothing but the truth.
They just tell the truth. Bangladesh supports the Jaws show. Someone was asking me, like, how many listeners are you up to? And I was like, it's a surprising amount. I'm sure plenty of them are bots, but a ton in India.
The amount of bot followers I just received on Twitter the past week, it's record breaking. I think I legit have like, hold on. I know for a fact I got like, I seriously think I got 5 this past week.
Hell yeah, dude.
I think I lost one. It's okay.
Oh. You're like, this is not G.I. Joe convention.
4, 5, 6, 7. I have 8 real friends following me. And then I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people that are bots. So half and half. And actually, two of the people that are following me, I've never actually met them before. But they are like actual people.
Yeah.
Like this one guy, Shane Slipstream. Never seen this guy before. He's not a bot.
Shane Slipstream.
Well, it's Shane and then quotation marks Slipstream.
It's still funny. Slipstream. Yeah, what the fuck is that?
I don't know. But he's a proud supporter of Gamer Advantage. I don't. And he streams on Twitch. Never met this guy before. And he followed me like, I don't know, like 2 years ago. I never followed him back. And he's never like hit me up or anything. And then a Practical Philosophy Club that's located in Charlotte, North Carolina followed me. Join our friendly and thought-provoking talk to find your answers on important questions. I was like, okay. So I followed them back. And then I have a bunch of bots.
I'm going to put us on Facebook because that'll get our numbers up.
That would get the most amount of bots.
Dude, I'm going to get my grandma's friends on here.
Oh my God.
That would be pretty funny.
Before
cool.
Before you put us on Facebook, let me delete my Facebook first.
No. Shit. No, I'm plugging you. But I just get a call every week and it's like, I heard what you said. Carol told me what you said. I don't approve.
I don't know if I like you on this show. I don't like what you're saying.
My Jewish grandma. Your little internet show. I don't approve.
Joey, I don't know if I like you on this internet show. You're saying some very inappropriate things.
Dude, I get those calls already. I don't know if I could handle like one a week. even. It'd probably be... She calls me and she's like, you know, that thing you said at Christmas, it wasn't funny. Like, oh, I'm sorry.
I didn't find it very funny.
You know, Jesus, it's not funny to make fun of Jesus. I'm like, I'm sorry, Grandma. It's just funny that, like, Jesus died, you know?
That's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It's just funny to me. I don't know. I'm sorry, Grandma. I love you. Stop it. Stop
pray
doing
on.
That. She's listening to, like, even this episode. She's like, what is this with Craig? You fucking Craig? Are you gay? Joey, are you gay?
Joey, have you been gay this whole time?
Grandma, no, I'm not gay.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
Okay, because I wouldn't love you if you were gay.
Okay, I think I would beat the Bible into you if you were gay.
You know what the Lord says? It's wrong to be gay. I know, Grandma. I'm sorry. It was just a joke.
But it's also hilarious.
Grandma, I love pussy. I fucking love pussy,
dude.
Okay, that's good.
Grandma, you don't understand. Dog, I love pussy.
G-dog, you don't get it.
You dap her up. Listen, dog. I love
pussy. I've been holding pussy. Down this okay. trim, dog. You don't even understand. As long as you're not a fucking... As long as you're not Jewish, it's okay. Oh, I remember my grandma singing Modern Family. Like, it came on TV and she's like, Modern Family. And they got two fucking fags on there. I guess that's a Modern Family now.
Jesus Christ.
No, she's a lovely woman. I love her. she
doesn't
what I believe in.
She doesn't
understand. I'm just trying to crush some Jewish puss. Trying to get some Jewish puss.
Jesus Christ. I think it's a good stopping point.
We done. Okay. Yeah.
You're new around here, so I'll go easy on ya. Horsenip ain't but damn brother. Dead. Horsenip ain't but bunny ran away. Father was he gotta make the dead. Real work should. Gonna like nail your dream too much. Guess they deserve it. Bunny ran away. Things will get better. Horsenip ain't but damn brother. Dead. Horsenip ain't but bunny ran away. Father was he gotta make the dead. Real work should. Gonna like nail your dream too much. Guess they deserve it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.